because we in I would like to say to you all, there will be a time when I must withdraw from you, but only for a short spell. I promised I would do this. I tell you now, this time will be the last until you reach your year, your new earthly year.
It's disappointing, but we quite understand, and thank you for telling us.
Please do not be disappointed. It is a short withdrawal.
It's short, but it's still a disappointment. You've become a very valued friend.
Thank you for those words. But in my place will come one who promised to return to speak to know about colors.
Thank you. It should be very interesting. I didn't think your place would be less vacant. There's so much needing to be done, and so much to learn.
As you draw close to your holiday times, so too do we gather at such times. Not, of course, for the same reasons.
No.
But we take the opportunity, as do you, to gather together for important issues.
That is interesting to know. I have been told that in your world you do in some measure celebrate as we do, but not to the same extent and not for the same reasons. And certainly not in the commercial way, of course, that we do. It's unfortunate that it is becoming such a commercial celebration these days on Earth.
As you have an etheric counterpart to your bodies, so I believe I have said, does each and everything that also includes events of momentum. They create their own counterparts.
Is that so?
Yes.
Even the events do that.
Why not? Is it not a gathering of love and people and energy coming together?
Yes, I see what you mean. Yes, I understand. Good.
But of course, there are no physical celebrations, as you say. And it gives us the opportunity to return to whence we belong.
I see. It must be a pleasant time for you then.
It is how I would say a coming home.
Yes.
We all will return to this plane, need to rejuvenate, if you like, at certain times. This is a necessary part of what we do. Therefore, one of the reasons why it is necessary to withdraw sometimes.
I follow. I quite understand the reason. So imagine that is an essential thing for you. After having been in contact with the greyness of this earth, the greyness that surrounds the earth, of love and kindness on earth at this time of the year, particularly, it must be easier for you to influence people on this earth.
There is much to do, I can tell you. Not only does it come forth here on your earth, but it rebounds in weight to the people on this side.
Good.
It is like a boomerang effect, if you like. The love and the thoughts that are traveling forth reach those who are loved. At these times on your earth, those who have gone before are remembered, are they not?
Yes, they are indeed.
So too are the thoughts reached by them. And so you see, it carries forth throughout many, many, many things.
Yes.
It does not stay still.
I'm very pleased to hear that. I'm sure we all are, knowing that our thoughts at this time are received in that way. It's a great pity that the thoughts produced just because it's a Christmas period are not prevalent throughout the year. Maybe one day they will be.
I wish you all could see how those thoughts of love and goodwill, of course, how they should be harnessed, should be used in your everyday lives. It should not be something that happens only at specific times of your lives.
I would agree absolutely, and I'm sure everybody here would agree also. It ought to be a constant, ongoing thing. We can only hope that one day it will be so.
As we speak of love and goodwill, so too must you remember the great divide for those who are alone at such times. Their pain, their loneliness is ever increased. As the love bond for many of you grows stronger, so too does their pain and their agony grow stronger. They are the ones who need our help the most.
Yes.
If only you all could give your thoughts to those who are destitute, who are lonely, who are ill, those who feel forgotten at such happy times of your year, the world could be a much, much better place.
I think we must all, this particular Christmas, having told us that, we must all make an effort to project our thoughts in the way you have suggested. Some of those lonely ones.
Again, I return to the power of your thoughts. It is not always necessary to offer shelter or food to these individuals, but as you have said, the thought is the best thing you can give, because along the power of your thought carries the love energy. Can you see?
Yes. Well, I shall certainly be doing it, and I hope that everybody else here tonight will. And I shall mention it to our other group on Wednesdays and ask them also to do the same thing.
If only you would, I feel I could withdraw so much full of hope and joy, with the feeling that I have at least reached the hearts of some of you. It indeed would be a great blessing to me, and for that I thank you.
And I am saying on behalf of everybody, to avoid them all answering individually, that we shall definitely be doing that.
I am most humbled at those words. how shall we have your question?
Yes, certainly. I would like to begin on behalf of the two ladies who have, as you may know, started healing on their animals, and they are working currently on a very large dog which has a bad heart. They are concerned that they don't feel any physical healing power coming through them. I have told them they won't feel it. This is because that is not the purpose of it. It is the object of the healing which may feel the power. But they are wondering if the animal they are healing will be able to recover, or if it is beyond healing.
Let me comment. I am pleased they are using that ability which is within them. Firstly, let me say, when there is the love bond, it is a little more difficult to give healing. Let me explain that to you. I have said to you, healing comes from spirit to spirit to spirit, have I not?
Yes, you have.
When the bond, whether it be a physical bond of a human to human, or a bond between human and animal, there comes into play emotions. Emotions of love, sometimes duty, many, many aspects of love. Sometimes this can create barriers, because the longing in the heart of the one who is giving the healing creates blockages for that healing energy. Am I making sense?
Yes.
Please
yes.
Stop me if you do not understand.
No, it might be difficult for some, with all respect to them,
they
to understand.
Are very new, so I am trying to make it simple for them.
Okay.
You really need to cut the emotional ties. Perhaps that is a simpler way of saying it.
I have frequently said that one must be compassionate, but not emotionally involved.
To the animals?
Yes.
They're not our animals.
It doesn't make any difference.
It makes no difference.
They're not emotionally tied.
I am trying to say, although you are giving the healing, your emotions, whether you be aware of them or not, are involved. This is something that will come with time. You, as you have been told by our friend here, you will not always feel a physical bond of healing. Some who heal for many years are not aware of how the healing energy works, but they are prepared just to place their hands upon whoever or whatever animal. You have to put to one side all your own thoughts and emotions. You are, after all, being used merely as a channel.
Mm.
You understand this, I know. Now let me come to the animal in this particular instance. I say to you, although you are not aware of the healing energy, it is being used through you. Continue. It matters not whether the animal will recover fully or whether the time has come for that animal to go onwards. That should not be your main concern. You cannot see the full extent of what is being given. The animal may respond, but you will not have what you term a cure. I think that answers your question simply, but let me say, you cannot see the good that you have achieved by the healing energy. That will only become known when the animal has passed to our side of life. I hope this is not upsetting to you. It is something all of you who are used as healing instruments need to go through and question. I'm sure our friend would agree, would you not?
Oh, absolutely. This group has a treatment day with the human patients.
It is, after all, quite natural, because you are human, that these feelings come into play. I say to the ladies, continue. Continue with the healing. Eventually, you will begin to feel those energies flow through you. Don't make judgments about healing and how it works. That really is not up to you to do that. These ladies, in time to come, will be much sought after for their animal healing.
Is that so? Good. So that's for you to keep in mind, ladies.
Yes.
I know it won't happen tomorrow, so be patient.
Do not try to make judgments on what you are trying to achieve. You must always remember, you are only the channel. Try to keep that spiritual aspect of yourselves in the very best order that you can. By that I mean, try to live your lives well and truthfully. Unfortunately, there are those amongst you who use healing and are given the opportunity of being channels, who do not use it for its very best purpose.
What do you mean, truthfully, child spirit, truthfully?
Not the healing, to live your life truthfully. Do you see? If you live your lives to the very best of your abilities, so you become a clear channel to be used.
I hope we're doing that.
The word truthfully in this context is used as an abstract, not as a factual.
Mm.
You see the difference. I'm not suggesting you are liars or anything like that.
No.
It is an abstract.
It is a failure of my words, I think.
No, you were quite right. It's just different connotations of the same word.
Yes, I beg your pardon if I failed to express myself, really.
No, many other people would have not known quite what it meant. You couldn't have expressed it in any other way, actually. It is our interpretation of the word. Normally, truthfully is applied because one, by using that, is implying that the other person is in the habit of telling falsehoods.
I see. No,
I knew you wouldn't say that.
I don't
no.
wish to. Of course I don't.
Of course you wouldn't have.
Of course.
This is why I wanted just to clear it. You didn't mind the interrupting, I hope.
Of course not. Of course not. I am very pleased for your help.
Okay. No more questions on the healing?
We are trying on a... I said the more we try with our healing, the practice makes perfect, or...
I am sorry, I am smiling. I don't think you will ever be perfect while you remain in these bodies. Forgive me. No. But I know what you mean.
It's just that, like, we're working on a few animals.
And
it's very nice to see results, so it's for our own confidence.
Yes, I understand. It will come. Continue to use the healing. Don't worry if you don't see results immediately. As I have said, the results are not always seen within the physical aspect of the work. Can you understand? It may be that you feel healing has not been successful. You cannot know just how much you have done.
No, that's right.
So that is why I say to you, do not judge. Because you do not know. As you continue along life's road, you will become aware, greatly, I might add, of all that is around you, all those who wish to work with you.
Spirit.
Come forth.
Is it permissible for them yet to call on that vet Alan who wish to help them?
I would say for the time being to refrain from calling on any one particular person.
Green?
Well, there are so many working with you, you haven't got to bother about any one individual.
Green's been speaking to them a lot.
Sorry.
I beg your pardon.
No, please continue.
I say to you, offer yourselves only as open channels for the time being. The time will come when these people will make themselves known to you more fully. When your understanding is greater. When you feel the power and the energy of the healing lights, then and only then, I would not advise anyone to call upon one person in particular. I do not think that is good practice.
Good.
They will make themselves aware when the time is right. You will be aware of them. But please do not call to them.
Okay. What I would suggest, Nate, is when you're healing, as the power gets stronger, you will almost certainly find the animals going to sleep. Their horses' heads will droop, and they will literally go to sleep. I had that with Shetland ponies, I doubt it.
Sometimes their stomachs make funny noises.
Goodness. I would think that's just normal indigestive noises. But they do, you will find their heads droop and they go to sleep. And you'll begin to know then that your power is in fact working on them.
The healing power has many ways of working. Of course, the lady is quite correct when she speaks of the stomach noise.
Is she?
What is happening is that the animal is relaxing under the healing influence, which creates, do you see, the stomach becomes relaxed also.
Okay. You are, you've got your answer.
Well,
it's working.
But
it's working then.
Well, I hope so. We just keep
trying. Now, not hope so. It is.
Yeah. Think positive, right?
Sorry, but be positive. Thank you very much for all that information. There's one other assurance. I don't know whether he'll thank me for it, but our American friend is going back to his homeland within the next few days. And he might like to have an assurance that you are still available to him if he should wish to call on you.
I will say I will travel with
him. Thank you very much. Don't mind me giving you a passenger, do you, Brent?
No, thanks.
Okay.
Let me say to you all, your world is not as big as you like to think. Although you find the difficulties and the time in your traveling, for me, shall I say, it is a little simpler.
Yes, I can imagine that.
You could not imagine that to cross the ocean, I could be there now.
Yes.
So, don't be concerned. We will not let him fade from sight.
Very good.
I have already spoken to him, and there is much to come this way.
Good.
He will not be let loose.
Well, that's nice. This has done so much for the work since he's been here. Thank you for that. Anybody, any more questions for Sandman?
Could I ask one?
Which
tiger massage do you think is the best? The normal sort of English massage or the shiatsu? Be it the Japanese or Chinese? Please.
Well, let's begin on this. It really matters not. Whatever your body feels is most suitable, then that, of course, is the best thing for it. I would not distinguish between any of these things. You are, as I have said, all individual, and I believe you have a saying, what is good for one is not necessarily good for another.
Am I correct?
Absolutely correct, yes.
So you see, whatever suits one may not suit another. I think that is as simple as I can be with that question.
Thank you.
Well, you're purposing your dog, by the way.
Slowly,
but I haven't very much. I should be doing.
Yeah.
She's what?
A little bit there.
Good. Let me speak a little bit about the human body. I would say to you, whatever each one of you feels is good for yourselves, then it can only be good. You all have an innate knowledge of what is good for you. I have said it before, I believe.
Yes.
You know instinctively what is good for you to eat, what is good for you to use. So always just follow your inner voice. You will not go wrong. You cannot go wrong if you do this. These things you speak of, your health problems, how you look after your physical bodies, they are all very material things. It would be much better, shall I say, if you would massage your minds. That would be a much more useful exercise. Now I hear you say, how can you do that? Not so easily, I say to you. But again, we come to the word thought. Do you follow me?
Would I be right in saying, Saint Amet, that the massage really is immaterial? And it is, again, back to spiritual healing. If the thought is strong enough, if the power thought is strong enough to be directed into the patient, the message in itself is irrelevant.
It is a comfort for the physical body,
mm-hmm.
in the same way as people find comfort in their eating, or in their drinking, or in their sports leisures. All these things are material comforts for that covering you call your body. That's why I say it is an individual choice. Do you see?
Yes, yes I do.
But when we speak of massage the mind, keep it active, keep it supple, all the things you do to the physical body, that would be much, much better. Always try to look, to endeavor to keep that spiritual side of yourself in tip-top condition. That is what is important. That is what I would say to all of you. If you wish to give yourself a gift for this Christmas time, that is what I would say
give to yourself. A massage of the mind.
Good.
Is there a kind of healing that you would recommend that I could do if I got the opportunity?
The idea is only one kind of healing. You can give it many names, but when it comes to it, all healing comes from the one source. I believe you are asking me to name one particular aspect of healing. I would say to you that choice is entirely yours. But remember, there is only one source of healing.
If there's only one source, why were we told to heal on animals only, not humans?
It matters not what the subject is. What I say is the healing comes from one source. It matters not who it is given to, whether human or animal.
But we were chosen just to give it to animals.
I would say, no, you are not chosen. Each and every one of you has the ability. Whether you have the inclination towards animals or human is an entirely immaterial point. You have to look at these things on a wider scale. Each of you are capable of healing. You are not chosen. When you use those words, you imply that somehow you are special. I have to say, if you like, all of you are special in that respect. In as much as the very fact that you all can heal. There is nothing unusual in healing. It is an aspect of your spirit being, if you like. Always you are trying to equate spirit with your human form. Arise. All healing comes from the universal consciousness that you call God. There is no mystery about that. No mystery at all.
I have actually told quite a few of our patients when they have thought that we were special people, they have been surprised when I have told them that they too could do healing if they like to give themselves to it.
All of you. Mm-hmm. The only reason some of you are healing, others are not, is that their awareness has been touched. That is the only difference. It is not because they have been chosen, not because they are special, but because their awareness has reached a point where it must be expressed.
Yes. It's possible, ladies, that you prefer animals to humans, you know.
Oh, dear.
Then I wouldn't belch, I wouldn't deny that either.
You can relate
it. I know you can. It's understandable.
So you see, what draws you is the love bond. Always we will come back to that. That is why you wish to heal the animals. It does not mean you cannot use the healing source on humans. That would be nonsensical, if I may use that word. If healing comes from the one source, then it must be used for all people, all animals, all of nature. Let us not forget your plant life. Healing is an energy that can be used for many, many purposes.
Yes, you mentioned plant life, for that has been proved many times on Earth, from the fact that plants which are spoken to in a certain way are much better able to survive and become stronger than plants which are left to their own devices. So again, it's the talk of energy being transferred to them by the human voice. So that is well authenticated.
Try it yourself. Try your healing energy against the earth of your garden. Feel the interaction that is there with those two energies. Then I say to you, try to plant a seed. Watch what will happen. Try it for yourself.
It's interesting. I don't do that in the planting season. Well, I do it now, actually, but I should take more note of it. I always tell them what I expect them to achieve.
A little more than that, please.
Yes,
that is instilling your thoughts on what they should do.
That's right.
Remember, too, that all things, plants included, have an energy of their own. So, do not impose your will on anyone or anything. Does that make sense?
Yes, I do it in the way you suggest at our next planting.
Speak gently, wisely, and kindly.
I'll follow that.
I will watch closely.
I don't know whether that's right.
Don't.
But I'd be glad if you would.
I will not make myself aware to you.
No, pity.
Don't be concerned about that.
No, I wouldn't be concerned. I'd be delighted.
I promise no interference.
Any more questions for Sandra?
Yeah. talk about animals. Why is it that sometimes large groups of whales seem to get washed up? They beach themselves. Quite often out in Australia. And they can't swim back out to sea. Sometimes it's 30 or 40 whales.
Let us speak on this. In the animal kingdom, as in the human species, there are those, shall we say, who do not always follow what they should. As you have in the human species, those men and women who do not follow how you would term the norm, so too do you have these whales who decide, if you like, they have their own means of communication, who decide they will be different from the norm. Again, I am using simple words. Animals have their instincts, as do you humans. They do not always use them for their very best use. So, you see, it's rather like the human form who uses their own free will to decide on what they must or must not do. Do you follow?
So they're consciously...
It is a conscious thing within their way of communication with each other. You would presume that they would have the intelligence to go outwards to the sea rather than to be washed ashore. The ability is there, the communication exists, but as in human beings, to a certain degree, they have free will. I use that word lightly.
Mm-hmm.
But can you see the comparison? As you have human beings who inwardly know what is right or what is wrong, so too do these animals. It is their own wrong judgment, if you like.
Yeah.
So the group or the school could have, as it were, a dictator was leading them astray.
Yes, to put it simply, that could be.
I had wondered whether, in those cases, the animals were following dimly remembered route when the whole of the seas were free to them before the continents had emerged, and they were still following the memory of those routes through the sea.
You would be speaking then of past memories.
Yes.
I do not see that.
No.
Because remember, of course, as each generation develops, their knowledge, their update of knowledge is therefore passed down. In the same way as a mother would teach a child now not to play with sticks and matches, because you have learned over the time that that is a dangerous practice. At one time it would have been normal, yes, to light your fires, but today it is unnecessary. So that knowledge has been passed down to youngsters.
Mm-hmm.
In the same way it happens with your animals. Now, as I leave you, I leave with my love, my blessings to you all. I hope that your holiday times will be filled with love. Try to remember the words I have spoken to you tonight about giving yourselves a present.
Yes, indeed.
Please think seriously on those words. Although I will not be with you for a few weeks, I eagerly await my return in your new year.
So do we. In the meantime, we wish you a very happy return and very pleasant company. God be with you.